Hello. My name is Rudy. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaigns. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential.
How long do you need?
Well, I'm going to try to make this as quick as possible. Or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or on a or volunteer on a political campaign?
My son owns an advertising agency.
But is it like political?
No.
Advertising agency, media?
No, it's digital marketing.
Okay, well, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislator on Tuesday, November 5th of 2024? These are the options. I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. Is it definitely or very likely?
Which election?
It says this is for the president and U.S. Senate and Florida state legislator.
Very likely.
On Tuesday, November 5th. Very likely. Okay. All right. And regardless of how you may feel today, from whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate. Donald Trump, the Republican candidate.
Yes, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat?
I was a Republican, and I just delisted as an independent.
Okay.
You can say I am
an independent. Are you unaffiliated right now, or are you still Republican?
No, I'm unaffiliated.
Unaffiliated. Okay. So what is the latest, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate or two-year degree?
College.
Okay, so that would be some college or a college graduate with an associate?
College.
Would that be 2 or 4 years?
Four.
Oh, four? Okay.
For you.
Okay, perfect. And what is your main racial background? African American, Asian, white?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, okay. What is your age from 18 through 35? 36?
I just turned 67.
67?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And from the following list, which issue should you state should your state representative focus on most to help you and your family? Would you say property, insurance costs, K-12 education, healthcare, taxes, abortion, crime and political safety? I'm sorry, crime and public safety, growth and overdevelopment, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, the environment, illegal immigration. Out of those, which one would you choose?
Probably environment.
You said?
Environment.
Oh, the environment. Okay. The environment. Thank you so much. So if the general election for Florida state legislator were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably
definitely vote for a Democratic candidate.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Yes, I totally disapprove what he's doing.
Strongly approve?
Strongly disapprove. Strongly disapprove.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
That's a strongly disapprove. All right. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Yeah.
Would you say
approve? I approve.
Would that be a strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Somewhat approve. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president?
Strongly disapprove. I'm a former Republican. I am a Trump hater. For me, there was an America before, and there is an America after Donald Trump. It's I am an absolute Trump hater.
Okay, I understand that. And right now, I'm going to read you a list of some public officials in your community you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If would you say Vicky Lopez, is that very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I have no opinion. I don't know who that is.
Okay. What about Sabina Cobo?
No idea who that is.
Okay.
Local politics. I live here only 6 months out of the year.
Okay. Now the election for president were held today. Among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate.
For sure, for Biden, even if he's
outside.
I would vote for the bus before the piece.
All right, sir. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic?
No. If the choice is between Trump and Biden, I will definitely vote for Biden.
Okay. And if the election for Florida State House of Representatives were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Sabina Cobo, the Democratic Republican, or Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate?
I would vote for the Democrat.
Okay, Sabina Cobo. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Sabina Cobo, the Democratic candidate? Is that a definitely or probably?
Definitely. Definitely voting for her.
All right. And I'm now going to ask you a few short Democratic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs? Very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. All right, sir. So this pretty much concludes our survey. I do want to thank you so much for your time, and you have a wonderful night, okay?
You're very welcome. Have a good one.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Gracias.